Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. It's December the 29th, just about to the end of the year. I hope everybody had good Christmas and whatever other holiday you may have been celebrating. New Year's coming up right away, so this is our last show of 2013. This hour is brought to you by Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the probiotic product that I take and recommend highly. It'll come up in our discussion some today, too, because of what we're going to be talking about a lot. You can check out the little banner ad on dirtdoctor.com and go to the website and find out all about the Dr. O'Hara products, and we'll talk more about them in just a little bit. Our SPCA dog of the week is Petunia, and Petunia is a good-looking 11-month-old 66-pound shepherd mix, and beautiful, beautiful. It's got that black and tan and white coat that's so pretty. She loves to play. She loves to snuggle and cuddle up and do things like that as well. So kind of a grown-up pup. She looks great. You can see her picture on dirtdoctor.com under the SPCA of the Week button. And good news is that from last week, Rocky was adopted, and before that, Lucky was adopted as well. So thank you very much for that. This is the Dallas SPCA operation that's just west of downtown Dallas, the Jan Reese Jones Animal Adoption Center down there. But wherever you are in the country, let's take care of these dogs, and it's a great way to get a new pet from one of the rescue organizations. We've had continuing busyness on the Facebook that we do, and I've done a couple of things recently. One of them is about a plant, and I kind of confuse people, I think, a little bit, because I put information about a plant that I've had growing in my backyard for a long time. I actually misidentified it for a while. I called it witch hazel, and it's very closely related to witch hazel, but it's called Parodia. Parodia is ironwood, Persian ironwood. And it is it's a wonderful plant. The foliage looks a lot like witch hazel. Mine has yellow fall color. Doing the research about the fact that it'll grow all over the country, pretty much. It sometimes has bright yellow fall color, kind of a buttery golden yellow. It's really pretty. It's as pretty as our ginkgo some years. Wasn't as good this year because the early freeze and then warming up again and all that back and forth, just like it did with my ginkgo, fouled up the fall color to a degree. It still had fairly good fall color. But this Persian ironwood is one that you might have trouble finding in the stores, in the garden centers out there. But you could order it in mail order. If you look it up online or get your local nursery or garden center to order you one, fairly slow growing, but doesn't seem to have any problems at all that I've been able to find. We'll grow in clay soils, sandy soils, acid soils, basic soils. It's terrific. It's Parodia persica, P-A-R-R-O-T-I-A. And what confused people on Facebook about it, I put just new information I had developed to put on our in our library, and I put that there and pictures of it, and then I put an introductory note about the fact that it's the one that I had confused with witch hazel, and people were a little confused about which plant I was referring to. But both of those entries refer to this Persian ironwood, so check it out. Facebook, it you can go to Howard Garrett or the Dirt Doctor, either one. And check all that out and the other things that we have going on there. I got in a rush this morning, and I didn't put a kind of a prompt about going on the air this morning, and I should have, because we're going to be talking about what we stirred up with two things. One was an entry on Facebook that I did, and then we followed it up with a newsletter. And it was basically about heartburn. I had had a rare case of heartburn. I think we had pizza or brought something in. I can't remember what it was. And I had a mild case of heartburn. That happens to me probably two or three times a year, I guess. And I did kind of a quick throw out on Facebook that I cured it in about 30 seconds with a pinch of baking soda. And some people started commenting right away about that. And one person mentioned vinegar working as well. And I've followed it up with the newsletter. And the newsletter you can see on DirtDoctor.com. It's under the newsletter button right on the homepage of the site, DirtDoctor.com. And I wrote a little bit more detailed response about heartburn, and that you don't need to use prescription or over-the-counter drugs, either one, that this works. Well, the comments came out of the woodwork, and you can see them on Facebook. I put them all together, and I was trying to print them out so my guest this morning and I could go through them one at a time, and the computer is acting up like mine at home, like my Mac laptop is. I've got all kinds. I guess when I touch computers, something happens. But anyway, we're going to talk about that issue this morning. And with me is my friend that I mentioned in the newsletter. I mentioned her book as well because she has a book about the subject. And her name is Marty Whitakin. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, Howard. Thanks for having me in the studio.
Yeah, it's fun to have you from time to time. Marty has a radio show, and I visit with her from time to time. She comes in here. She is a certified clinical nutritionist and an author of books that we'll talk about. The main one this morning that we're going to talk about is, why don't you tell them the name? It's kind of a long name.
It is. It's one designed for the newsstand, not for radio. None of those can pronounce all the names on it. It's Natural Alternatives to Nexium, and then it lists some of the other ones, common names, but if you just remember Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers, that's good enough.
Is Nexium one of the most common ones that's sold out
there? It's the one, the purple pill you see on TV, but there's Prilosec and Prevacid and even things like Tagamet and Maalox and so on. There's, if you think back, even to the plop plop fizz fizz of the old Alka-Seltzer commercial, There are just an awful lot of medications designed, Rolaids, Tums, I mean, a long list, designed to solve the same problem, and in almost all cases, doing it the wrong way.
Right. Well, we're going to talk about this in great detail today, but this is a landscape and gardening show as well as a health show, so you can call about any subject that you would like to discuss. You can call and talk to Marty or me. Don't know if Trop's coming in today or calling in or doing anything. I haven't heard from him. He's still feeling bad about his broken hand that he got by pruning trees the way we don't recommend it being done. But the phone number, no matter what you want to talk about, is 1-866-444-3478. It's 866, and this same number from everywhere, 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Well, I've done both of those remedies that I recommended, baking soda and the vinegar, apple cider vinegar. I guess we could just start off with the most common question that has come up about it. And some of the comments seem like they may have even been coming from doctors because they got fairly technical talking about you can't cure an acid condition in your body with an acid product, and that when you take vinegar, it's bound to make things worse, not better. So I guess the first one to start talking about is apple cider vinegar. I recommend it for all kinds of things, but I just kind of stumbled onto this one day, and I probably had, oh, I don't know, between emails and comments on Facebook, we probably had 10 people that said that they used vinegar and it worked beautifully for them. So let's talk about how an acid product ends up having an alkaline effect and helping with heartburn.
Well, whenever you start talking about acid and alkaline and what happens to a food after you eat it and what the net effect is, it gets very, very complicated. But on the most fundamental level, the fact that people have been conditioned to believe that heartburn is due to too much acid, you can relate that to the commercials, and doctors think that too, most of them, unless they've studied nutrition and, mm-hmm. and integrative and complementary medicine. Because I see them when I do a book signing at a big event, and they kind of lean over and say, well, you know what? I know what we're doing with these drugs is wrong. I just don't know what else to do, because they're not taught really to embrace the fact that it's not too much acid. It's a weak acid getting somewhere it doesn't belong, which is in up into the esophagus.
Well, let's take a break here and come back and talk more about heartburn, anything you want to talk about. Marty Whittaker and Howard Garrett, be back right after this.
You've planned, packed, paid, and are counting down the days. Whether it's a trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, don't risk ruining your hard-earned vacation by neglecting to protect your health. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist, and I'm often asked how to prevent illness when traveling. I recommend packing award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as the best defense against traveler's tummy. The convenient, travel-friendly blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics used various strains of live beneficial bacteria combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, so it helps reduce the risk of getting traveler's diarrhea caused by foodborne bacteria. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
There is a new version of Garrett Juice. It is Garrett Juice Pro. Green Industries is the manufacturer. Garrett Juice Pro consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There is also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. Ask for it in our local garden center, farm and feed, or hardware store. For more information, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. That's 877-655-2121 or GarrettJuicePro.com.
Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically, because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The first step to a beautiful lawn this spring is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years. and I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results are spectacular. Get greener grass with less water, a lush, dark green, healthy lawn that you can be proud of. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit Revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back. Visiting with me this morning is Marty Whittakin, but any subject is okay to call and talk about, whatever you want to discuss, at 866-444-3478. Marty and I were just getting started talking about this heartburn deal and vinegar being such a good cure. Go ahead and finish what you started there about the fact that a lot of people, including doctors, don't even quite understand exactly what's going on chemistry-wise in the gut to cause heartburn.
Well, if you have the idea that stomach acid is the enemy, then it makes sense to take drugs that stop stomach acid. But in actuality, we really need stomach acid for a bunch of life-saving purposes. And in most people who are middle-aged and above, the main problem is they don't have enough stomach acid. And what happens is the food stays in the stomach too long, waiting to be digested, and then it can slosh up into the esophagus. And there's no protection in the esophagus, that tube that connects the mouth with the stomach, no protection there for acid of any strength. So it will start to burn. And there are a lot of different names for it. It can be GERD. It can be NERD in some countries, or GER or NER, or all kinds of initials, depending on how far along the irritation is. It can become Barrett's esophagitis. All the same problem. And there are two factors. One, let's get the digestion working better, improve stomach acid, which is one of the roles that you get with the apple cider vinegar. And the other thing is, why isn't that little muscle between the esophagus and the stomach working right? And we'll focus on how to fix that. We could talk about all of the conditions that you get from not having enough stomach acid, and then maybe people would see, oh gosh, maybe that is my problem, that I don't have enough stomach acid.
So all of the over-the-counter and prescription drugs, for the most part, are actually treating the wrong thing. How do people get some good enough results to where it continues to sell like it does?
Well, it stops the pain because you don't have the acid irritating the tissue. So there's a tendency to think, oh, the battle is won, but you have only suppressed the symptom. You haven't gone to the source of why did you have the problem to begin with. The problem is that those drugs all say use for 2 to 4 weeks, and yet the commercials give you the impression that you should be taking them forever because you never know when heartburn's going to strike.
As a preventative almost, yeah.
And they never really mention, oh, by the way, this stuff can kill you, which is coming to light. Even the FDA has started putting some warnings out that if you take these for longer than a year, you interfere with magnesium. Well, one of the things magnesium does is keep your heart beating regularly.
Yeah. Well, one of the comments that one of the listeners sent in was that there is, in fact, I think maybe one of them called on the show last week, one of the causes of the low acid and the bad conditions in the first place is that we don't eat enough raw food. Is that something that is a real problem? I would imagine that most people eat fast foods and processed foods and very, very little raw food.
Oh, I think diet is absolutely the biggest factor. With raw foods, two things are happening. One, it still has its enzymes in it.
Right.
Because, as you know, fruit falls off of the tree, it's going to digest itself.
Right.
It still has the enzymes, and that's part of the digestive process. But the other thing is there's very little junk food that's raw. I mean, things have all been cooked or processed in some way. So you're eating a fruit or a vegetable or something that's alive, and it's alkalinizing. I see the biggest problem with people eating starch. So you mentioned pizza, not the grease on the pizza, not the pepperoni, most likely the crust, because
the wheat.
Unless you got a gluten-free, you might have also been reacting to the gluten in the crust. And I know you've talked about wheat belly on the program, and that's another big factor for a lot of people. And it costs you nothing for 2 weeks. Get the grains out of your diet. And see what happens.
Which is hard to do.
It's hard.
There's so much of it out there. And by the way, wheat belly is not a condition. It's a book. It's kind of both. Yeah, kind of both. That's right. It's a very good book. I've bought several, and I've given some away. And I'll have to admit, I haven't gone 100% away from wheat. It's kind of hard to when you eat out and eat at other people's places. Plus, it's hard to get a dish that doesn't have some wheat in it. You know, it's just such a ubiquitous kind of thing. And we've been trained, we've been programmed that whole wheat and whole grain products are really good for you, and they may be one of the worst things you can eat.
Yes, we've been a victim of a lot of pressure indirectly from the industries that make these foods. They put pressure on the media, on the USDA, and so on. But it's clear that the wheat that we have today is not the wheat that's in the Bible. It's been changed, and it's ubiquitous. Before, if you had bread, that was where the wheat came from. Now it's in everything. So if you're somebody with celiac disease, God bless you, because it's really hard to make sure you get no crumb of it.
Yeah, even eating cornbread, most cornbread has wheat mixed in it as well. And corn's not necessarily the best thing in the world anyway. Try to explain. We're going to run out. We're going to need to go to the break here. But when we come back, let's talk just a little bit more about, so I and other people can understand this vinegar effect in the gut, you know, that it's not, it doesn't stay in an acid condition and doesn't do what people think that it does. Marty Whitkin is with me, certified clinical nutritionist. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and we'll be back for more right after this.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for today's deadly railroad station bombing in Volgograd, Russia, but authorities say the suicide bomber was a woman. At least 14 people were killed, scores were wounded. Figures released today by the Obama administration show there was a big December healthcare sign-up surge, much of it ahead of a Christmas Eve deadline. The report says 1.1 million people have signed up. The FBI says a man accused in the shooting death of one Mississippi police officer and the wounding of another could be the suspect killed by Phoenix police in a bank robbery attempt yesterday. And Indonesian police say mourners on their way to pay respects to a relative were involved in a crash that killed 18 people when an overcrowded van they were in hit another truck. The crash on the main island of Java injured 14 others. This is SRN News.
Attention anyone with diabetes or prediabetes. A special website has been created just for you. It's a free website, 55reverse.com. We reveal the one weird spice that's probably in your kitchen right now and how it normalizes blood sugar levels. People who have followed this plan exactly as found at 55reverse.com have not only normalized their blood sugar but stopped taking their diabetes medications with their doctor's astounded approval. Now you can take this natural, safe, and drug-free approach to reversing diabetes. You won't find this advice anywhere else. At 55reverse.com, we reveal three common doctor recommendations about diabetes and why they are horribly wrong. Plus, you get three specific actions to take right now today that get your blood sugar under control in 4 weeks or less. Go right now to 55reverse.com. Is it possible to reverse diabetes? Visit 55reverse.com and find out now, while this revolutionary video is still available for free. That's 55reverse.com, 55reverse.com.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. The final day of regular season play in the NFL has several playoff spots on the line. Green Bay plays at Chicago in a winner-take-all NFC North showdown. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who will play for the first time in 2 months following a broken collarbone, says he wouldn't have missed this game.
We're in it. You know, we have a chance against our rivals, and you know, what a better way than to go down there and get some redemption and host a home playoff game.
Philadelphia plays at Dallas in a winner-take-all NFC East showdown. Eagles quarterback Nick Foles.
It is a big game of high magnitude with a lot on the line, but you can't worry about that because worrying about that's not going to help you play any better.
In the NHL Saturday, Anaheim skated to their 10th straight victory 3-2 over Phoenix. Since Chicago lost to St. Louis 6-5 in a shootout, the Ducks pull into a first-place tie with the Blackhawks for the NHL points lead. Elsewhere, Ottawa beat Boston 4-3. It was Detroit 4, Florida 3. Montreal had a shootout over Tampa Bay 2-1. New Jersey 2-1 over the Islanders. Nashville 3, Los Angeles 2. Philadelphia 4, Edmonton 3. This is Esser in Sports. In the NBA, Indiana beat Brooklyn 105-91. Pacers guard George Hill with 24 points says tough defense was the key to an 11-3 run in the third.
Our defense has been traveling and has been here at home. So we continue to try to play the best defense we possibly can play. And I think, you know, in the third quarter and the fourth quarter, we really buckled down and made them uncomfortable.
The Pacers lead the Eastern Conference 23-6, a game and a half ahead of Miami. Chris Bosh's 25-foot three-point jumper in the final second gave the Heat a 108-107 win at Portland. Toronto beat New York for the second consecutive night, 115-100. It was Boston 103, Cleveland 100, Washington 106, Detroit 82. Atlanta in overtime over Charlotte, 118-116. Dallas 105, Chicago 83, Memphis 120, Denver 99, Houston 107, New Orleans 98, Minnesota 117, Milwaukee 95, Phoenix 115, Philadelphia 101, and the L.A. Clippers down Utah 98-90. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard Garrett back, and I am visiting this morning, and we're talking about, among other things, a book that Marty Whittakin wrote, and the name of it, I've done some books, Marty, that have some names that didn't quite work exactly like I intended to, and this one may be worse than some of my names. The name of her book is Natural Alternatives to Nexium, Maalox, Tagamet, Prilosec, and Other Acid Blockers, What to Use to Relieve Acid Reflux, Heartburn, and Gastric Ailments by Marty Whittakin, CCN, which is certified.
And our time is up.
Which is certified clinical nutritionist. But it's a great book. Let's talk about one of the things that's in there. How does taking a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar or a pinch of baking soda, both do the same thing and relieve heartburn? How does that work?
Well, they relieve the pain in two different ways. Let's take the easy one first. Baking soda just neutralizes the acid. I mean, we all as kids did some kind of experiment where we mixed baking soda and vinegar, and we saw it bubble up and kind of neutralize.
Not in the stomach, in the esophagus, basically.
Right,
yeah.
Yes.
That's the difference.
Even a little bit of water will flush it off of the tissues, but if you put baking soda with it,
gotcha,
then immediately in the esophagus, you have solved that problem. I think that the vinegar may work in one of two ways. You know, that little muscle that I said, it's a sphincter between the esophagus and the stomach. It relies on signals. Well, if it's not getting enough acid, maybe it doesn't close. So that's one of the things they've discovered is it responds to acid to close. So the acidic nature of the vinegar going by might say, oh, you better start closing up. But it also gets down there and helps digest the food. And the faster the food gets on out of the stomach, then the better off we are. That's why they tell you not to eat before, if you have GERD, don't eat before you go to bed. Allow several hours for the food to digest. Because if it's in there and then you have gravity working against you because you lie down or you bend over to tie your shoes, something like that, then all that liquid that's in the stomach can get back up into the esophagus.
I got you. Well, you and I have talked about this before. There's a completely different subject, I guess, related to apple cider vinegar as far as its health benefits, having nothing to do with this, really, just general health benefits. And you explained it to me, and maybe I misunderstood it, that even though it's an acid product, you know, it's got a 4 pH, very, very low acidity, it has a buffering effect or alkalizing effect on the body. Did I misunderstand
that?
No,
you have it right. It's called the ash. It has an alkaline ash. So after the metabolism kind of burns it, the ash that's left is alkaline. So the net effect on the body, and it's the same as tomatoes. They're acidic, but the effect on the body is alkaline. You can eat meat, and it has an acidifying effect on the body, and so do most of the grains. Mm-hmm. So in and of themselves, any one of these foods once in a while, not a big problem. But I think one of the problems that it leads to the chronic disease that's the bane of our existence in this country is the fact that we're eating foods all the time that are inflammatory and they're acidifying and they're nutrient depleted. It just was not the original plan.
Well, so if people would just add to their diet a fair percentage of raw fruits and vegetables, and I guess nuts would be in the same category.
Yes.
That would really help
a lot of studies showing
general
that
digestion
nuts
and
are
health.
Good for your long-term health.
And, of course, you and I both recommend Dr. O'Hara's little product, the probiotics. I guess people with this problem, that's one of the best things they could do is stop taking the prescription stuff and start taking O'Hara's probiotics.
You usually have to wean yourself off of those drugs because they did studies where they gave them to people who didn't have heartburn, and at the end of 30 days they did have heartburn. So there's a problem just stopping them, especially if you haven't solved the underlying problem. I don't go anywhere without Dr. O'Hara's in my purse, in my suitcase, because ordinarily you would swallow it to get help your intestinal bacteria. But if the problem is in the stomach or the esophagus, you want the help right now. So you soften a little bit in your mouth and chew it up. I get immediate relief, and you can't always, you're in a restaurant, you can't always carry some apple cider vinegar you, but you can have Dr. O'Hara's. I get immediate relief from any kind of stomach upset.
I chew it up, too. I think it tastes good. I think the first time some people chew it up, they may be a little shocked, kind of like the first time you take a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar straight. But I
think it's a little easier to manage because it doesn't kind of wake you up.
It's not a bad flavor or taste
at
all. I don't think it is. You don't have to have it refrigerated. So it's a great tip for anybody that's suffering with this. I guess that's something else that kind of popped out with all this response we got from my newsletter about it, is apparently a very high percentage of people out there have these issues.
It's unbelievable. As a nation, we're spending $14 billion a year on these so-called remedies, but they're really just symptom suppressors. And in most cases, they're making the underlying problem worse. And they're subject, if you're on those all the time, to heart attacks, cancer, hip fracture, dementia. The list is really long because just take vitamin B12. You can't make vitamin B12 effectively if you don't have good stomach acid. And that can lead to permanent nerve damage and signs of dementia. Crazy.
That brings up the next subject, and that is baking soda. Baking soda was actually the thing that I mentioned first and to people on Facebook. And then I, oh, by the way, vinegar will do the same thing. But I've also had negative comments about taking a baking soda, and one of them was related to B vitamins. They said that baking soda would diminish the B vitamins.
Yeah, would destroy the B vitamins.
Yeah, did you see that note
well,
I sent you?
You sent me that one, and I went, huh? So I thought, well, I always try to go back to the science to make sure that my assumptions are correct, and I could find nothing on that. I found, in fact, rebuttals. But I think where those ideas come from is that there's a whole school of thought that you can change your acid nature of your body with, besides just vegetables, what if you just took a bunch of baking soda and you took it all the time, daily? There are even cancer therapies in Italy that rely on baking soda, although they tend to inject it right into the tumor.
All right.
When you're doing a whole lot of it, then you've got to be more conscious of it. But taking a little pinch of it to neutralize what's going on in your stomach acid, that's really not a problem. And there's not enough sodium in there to worry about blood pressure. Those are the things where you do something. You eat salty foods all day long, and you're one of those that's sensitive to that. Maybe it runs up your blood pressure. But the B vitamin thing clearly is a problem. If you were doing baking soda with every meal, then you would be tamping down your stomach acid and you wouldn't make B12. So that's kind of a stretch because I don't think anybody does that. But that's the only connection I could find.
With the B vitamins.
Right.
Okay. Well, I take B12 every day, one of the sublingual things you put under your
good
tongue.
Idea.
I think it makes a big difference. It's one of the things I take on a regular basis. Well, the other negative point that came up was about heavy metals being in regular baking soda, and that you ought to buy some other product that was mentioned that I can't remember offhand now. Do you know if there's any fact about that? Is there some kind of baking soda that's better than the common Arm & Hammer product?
It's possible that they confused it with baking powder, which you should buy at a health food store rather than a grocery store, because there are different. They might have aluminum in a baking powder that's over the just in the grocery store. But I don't believe that baking soda per se has heavy metals in it. But it's not. It isn't a food. So I always try to start people in the right direction by having good food. I don't want anybody really relying on baking soda as a way to health.
No, it's
just cider vinegar is food.
Yeah, you know? It's probably a better route to go. I get a little bit of baking soda probably ingested almost every day because two things. One, when I travel, I take a little a pill jar or a baggie full of baking soda with me.
You ever get challenged with
Well, you know, I was talking to Judy about that one day that I'm really surprised I've never been stopped getting on an airplane with a bag of baking soda because how do they know what it is?
Try never to have a rolled up dollar bill in there.
Yeah, no kidding. But anyway, they never have. I guess I shouldn't bring it up. But anyway, the reason I take it is I brush my teeth with it when I travel. And rinse my mouth out with it. I have a device that I sleep with that helps breathing and snoring issues. And I clean that device with the baking soda every morning. And so I'll get a little bit of baking soda in me almost every day. It's very, very little. It's refreshing, kind of rinse your mouth out first thing in the morning with some to me. And,
I brush my teeth with baking soda too. But I think that's a trace amount. Because you're not.
It's baking. A lot of people, Judy's dad used baking soda and salt all his life. He had the most beautiful teeth you've ever seen. Never had a cavity, I don't think. Some people have, when I bring that up, they'll say, oh, don't tell people to do that. That's horrible. It's abrasive and it'll ruin the enamel on the teeth. And that is where another negative came up about vinegar. People said, don't tell people to take vinegar straight because it will slowly but surely eat away the enamel on your teeth, especially if you drink coffees and teas and things like that. Well, when I take it straight, I usually drink some water right after it, so it's not a problem. But if you were taking it every day, straight apple cider vinegar, do you think that could cause a some damage to
enamel?
There,
I think there is a little validity to that. But usually we recommend that people dilute it in a little water to begin with and then do rinse your mouth out afterwards because it's the length of exposure that's the issue. I think if you drank it all day long and you didn't rinse your teeth, surely you could cause a problem. But none of those problems using Dr. O'Hara's as a remedy. And in fact, you are working toward resolving the underlying problem, which is your digestion wasn't very good to begin with.
That's right. Yeah, I think that if you do that and you eat, you know, just reasonably well, you're not going to have this problem near as much as a lot of people out there have it. Well, we got a few more things to talk about along these lines and bring up a few other issues. If you want to be on with us, give us a call at 866-444-3478. Our website is dirtdoctor.com. Marty's website is radiomarty.com. We'll be back after this.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to ecosafepest.com.
At Natural Organic Warehouse, you get more than just affordable products for your farm, landscapes, ranch, or home. You also get practical field-based advice on how to best solve problems. That's because we're growers too. It's our advice that sets us apart from other product providers. Get the products and the advice you need by visiting naturalorganicwarehouse.com or call us at 888-998-9669. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com, 888-998-9669. Better, cleaner, sustainable choices.
You already know how great all-natural Crazy Water is to drink, but now there's a Crazy Water bathhouse which is located in historic mineral wells, and it's the only place you can take a natural mineral bath in Texas. Enjoy day treatments or stay for the weekend in our luxurious guest rooms. Enjoy mineral baths, soaking tubs, treatments, and massages. Relax, unwind, and rejuvenate. Call 940-325-8870 to set an appointment. That's 940-325-8870. And don't forget, you can pick up bottled Crazy Water in HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Crazy Water, so good it's crazy. BioSI is a leading manufacturer on beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops, and it also loosens the soil, reduces fertilization needs, and helps reduce irrigation needs. For growers, BioSI has recently introduced Stubble Digester, which will significantly reduce crop residue and help prepare your field for next season's growth. Contact BioSI today at 866-393-4786 or go on the web at BioSITechnology.com. That's BioSITechnology.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Black cow. Mature manure black cow.
If you want the best looking grass in the neighborhood, top dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of black cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in black cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of black cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working black cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised. surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner. Or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Marty Whittakin is with me this morning. She is the author of a book about the subject we're talking about, that is using natural alternatives for heartburn and related kinds of things. We've got a caller from Carrollton that wants to talk about the subject, so we'll bring Jimmy up first. Here's Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning. I wanted to throw another remedy in the arena here.
Okay.
Several years back, my doctor told me to use orange oil. This is, you know, it's what it is. It's delimonene.
Right.
And the orange peeling and the grapefruit, all these high acid foods has delimonene and peel. Well, this is. I used it like I got some like my doctor. He didn't tell me he didn't have any, and he didn't tell me how much to use. But I got some because I was tired of this. It's getting real bad, and my stress was going up higher too. So you know, this is not good. And I took it. Well, I couldn't find any, and I got some in an herb shop. It had licorice root and delimonene in these capsules. And I took it for about a month, and I've never had any problems since, you know, after that.
That's good.
But I couldn't afford that. And so I got to looking around, and I found a company in Florida, greenterpene.com, and they sell this. It's what it is. It's food-grade orange oil. And it's actually a cleaner is what they sell it for.
Right.
But,
we talk about delimonene all the time. You know, we use it to kill insects and all, and clean and everything. So,
well, I actually got an order mixed up one time. I took it, and my acid reflux just went away for about 5 years. You know, but then it came back in about 5 years, and I had to order some more. And I had an order that was messed up, and I actually got to talk to the owner of the company down there, and she's a real nice lady. And they actually put theirs in glass bottles because they're, you know, just a concerned company. It's a family company. And she told me that they could not get enough oranges to press to sell enough of this oil, because everybody's buying it in a 55-gallon drum and putting it in these capsules, and it's really gained a lot of momentum as far as getting rid of heartburn.
What do you think about that, Marty?
Well, Jimmy, I love the fact that you have a doctor who knows there is such a thing. Not everybody is so fortunate. You were treating the underlying problem, which one of the causes of heartburn and GERD is a bacteria called H. pylori, and D-limonene is one of the things that suppresses and kind of makes that bacteria behave. And usually people don't need to take it long term. You take it for a while, you solve the problem, and especially if you're eating a decent diet and you get your probiotics in shape, then maybe nature didn't call for us to need a remedy for heartburn over the long haul. You might need something to kind of restore what we've done to ourselves with all of our modern technology and foods, but I think you are on the right track, and hopefully it's not something you need to do all the time, because it might actually not be a good thing for your friendly bacteria to make a steady diet of it forever. I don't know. I haven't looked at the studies on that.
Well, what it usually does, it usually seems to fix mine, and then I don't need to take it anymore.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Jimmy, appreciate it.
I would like to bring out, though, that if anybody tries that, it's like maybe 5 or 10 drops in a glass of water. You have to mix it up, and you have to be a little bit careful, because it's, for instance, if you don't shake it up or something and you get that D-limonene on your lips, it can burn your lips.
Yeah, it in strong mixtures, it'll burn plants. That's why it's used as a natural herbicide, so it's a matter of degrees.
Yeah, and it's flammable. It'll burn like kerosene. But anyway, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
One thing that everybody needs to be careful about that recommendation, though, is don't go down to your local nursery and buy D-limonene and start taking it internally, because most of those products, if not all of them, have some stabilizers put in and some things that would not be good to be putting in your body. So if you do D-limonene, get the food grade stuff from the health food stores and that sort of thing. Do you know, he mentioned one brand name, but I'm sure there are others.
I'm not familiar with that one. I think supplement companies, if you're taking it for a short time, it's probably a little safer and a little easier to just get somebody who's put it in a capsule, because they've done that homework for you.
Well, my tea this morning, I didn't mention at the start of the show because we started talking about this stuff, but my tea this morning is something I've kind of gotten hooked on. It's mostly an organic lemon juice and rind with a little ginger added and a little honey.
Mm. Yeah, and well, so, ginger is great for digestion. It's something that really helps a lot, and the honey's very soothing.
Well, we'll talk maybe a little bit more if Marty can stay around in the second hour before we get back to talking plants. But other people have recommended things like aromatic bitters. Marty said that was a great thing to try. Slippery elm bark and organic honey. Some people have mentioned organic milk and things like that. She's not a big fan of dairy, I don't think.
Well, too many people don't digest it well. Dr. O'Hara's helps with the digestion of the lactose.
Yeah, the Dr. O'Hara's product is something we highly recommend. We'll talk more about that. You can get it, if you're wondering, at essentialformulas.com or through Marty's website, which is radiomarty.com. Ours is dirtdoctor.com, and we will talk more about whatever you'd like to discuss after this break. Don't go away.